You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Well, spring is in the air. It feels fresh and lovely lately for most of us, with so much in bloom. But some folks around here are facing the threat of flooding because of the rapid melt going on right now of mountain snowpack. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to provide some context as we talk about the history of springtime flooding in the region. First, let's get the weekend forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, it's going to be decent, but it's not going to be a heat wave. Today, we have an upper-level trough that's over us, and it'll be mainly cloudy, and there's even a few sprinkles that are rotating around an upper-level low, so could be a little bit of light rain, especially towards the mountains, but I don't expect much. Temperature's only getting in the upper 60s, so just a typical May day. Then as we get into the weekend, we'll start with quite a bit of clouds, I think, tomorrow morning. Temperatures getting up probably around 70. Again, a chance of some light showers, particularly on the foothills of the Cascades. So that's if you're thinking of a hike, you might get sprinkled on. And then as we get into Sunday, I expect a lot of clouds in the morning, a lot of low clouds, but I expect Sunday to be mainly dry. Temperatures, again, getting up to 70, maybe low 70. So, it's not going to be particularly cool, but we do have this upper-level trough situation that's over us. Now, as we get into the week, though, a ridge will develop, and I expect the temperatures to zoom up into the 70s, maybe even to 80 by the time we get to midweek. So, it won't be bad this weekend, but it's not going to be that warm.
It's pretty mild for us, but for folks around the Okanagan River, it's really getting pretty intense, I hear. Officials are saying the Okanagan River reached its highest flood stage in more than 40 years.
That's right, and some other rivers have reached all-time records. The Kettle River got up to about 22.5 feet, which broke the all-time record for that location, which was in 1948. So we do have some serious flooding in eastern Washington, and that's produced by two things. Number one, the snowpack in the Cascades and the Northern Rockies and the mountains of British Columbia was way above normal this spring. A lot of places got to 130 to 160% of normal snowpack. So there's a lot of snow in those mountains. And then a few weeks ago, a ridge of high pressure really pushed in over the region. We had temperatures that were much warmer than normal. And over the last 2 weeks, some places in eastern Washington have been 6 to 8 degrees warmer than normal. So we've had this spurt of warm temperatures plus the snowpack, which caused an extremely rapid snow melt, which drove up the rivers. I should mention this one other thing that's been happening. During the last several days, there's been a lot of thunderstorm activity. While we had a ridge over us keeping us dry, there was a trough of low pressure in California that moved up to the north into Idaho and into eastern Washington, and that produced thunderstorms that produced very heavy rains. For instance, the last 24 hours, some places in eastern Washington have had an inch to inch and a half of rain, which is quite a bit. And so that got the soils quite wet. So between the whole thing coming together, big snowpack, warm temperatures, and thunderstorms, that water is going into the rivers, and that's causing significant flooding. And in fact, some places are going to peak during the weekend. So it's not over yet.
So it seems like a really nice spring to many of us around here in the Puget Sound region. But how typical is this? You've explained how it all came together. Is it normal or is this really extraordinary?
It's not extraordinary, really. This is a big event, but springtime flooding in eastern Washington produced by melting snowpack is actually quite typical. And in fact, it used to be a real serious issue before we had all the dams in place. If you go back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, before all the dams were there, springtime flooding was a regular issue. There's a really famous one, 1894, that caused tremendous damage. But there's even a more recent one that some people may know about, the 1948 flooding, which was so similar to what we have today. They had a big snowpack, like we had this spring, warm temperatures, thunderstorms, and they didn't have the dams. Only two dams were in place at that time. And so there was a surge of water down the Columbia and some of the other rivers, and Kennewick and Richland got flooded out. The water surged down on the Columbia, and then the most famous damage was in the town or city of Vanport, which is not too far from Portland. So the water surged down the Columbia, and that whole town was destroyed, a town of tens of thousands of people, and it never was rebuilt after that, and a large number of people died. So, you know, you could get catastrophic damage from these springtime floods, which were not unusual, particularly before the dams were in place.
Fascinating stuff. Are you going to blog about this, Cliff?
I will. It's almost ready to go. It'll go out today.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.